With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Biden-era corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been tossed out. A New York federal judge dismissed the case at the Justice Department's request. Adams, who is seeking re-election, maintains his innocence. The judge's decision comes 3 months before a primary that will likely choose the city's next mayor. A liberal Democrat has won a state Supreme Court race that has national implications. Susan Crawford defeated Republican Brad Schimmel in the Wisconsin Supreme Court contest, which captured nationwide attention and record-breaking donations.
President Trump, Elon Musk, and other Republicans lined up behind Schimmel. Billionaire megadonor George Soros and other Democrats backed Crawford. Her win keeps the state court under a 4-3 liberal majority. Schimmel is a former state attorney general and a supporter of President Trump.
Crawford has vowed to gerrymander congressional districts to aid the Democrats. That could tip the balance of power in Congress. Also in Wisconsin, voters have approved a voter ID law. Republicans won two special congressional races in Florida. Randy Fine takes the House seat that was held by Mike Waltz. Republican Jimmy Patronis won his race to replace Matt Gaetz in Congress. President Trump set to announce a major new round of tariffs today. He may impose reciprocal tariffs that would match the duties that other countries charge on U.S. products they import. Votes in the House will have to wait until next week after a handful of Republicans aligned with the Democrats against allowing a vote on Republican legislation. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, says its Gaza Strip military operation is expanding to seize large areas of the territory. On Wall Street, the Dow down 23 points. This is SRN News. A new poll looks at faith and gender differences.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates that 59% of men in the U.S. identify as Christian versus 31% who say they are followers of no particular religion. Most Christian men are evangelical Protestants, 23%. Amongst women, 66% identify as Christian against 27% who are unaffiliated. Most Christian women, also evangelical Protestants, 24%. Women attend church more than men do, and they pray more as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward a Catholic charitable organization fighting the state of Wisconsin in the latest religion rights case to come before the court. The justices on Monday suggested that the Catholic Charities Bureau should not have to pay unemployment taxes because the work of the Social Services Agency is motivated by religious beliefs. Wisconsin exempts all religious groups from the tax. This is SRN News. Actor Val Kilmer has died.
Kilmer's daughter said the cause of death was pneumonia. Kilmer had a long career that began in the 1980s. His first big hit was Top Gun, followed by Willow. He then wowed audiences with his portrayal of Jim Morrison in The Doors in 1991. This led to leading roles in the 90s that included Thunderheart, and then the fan favorite Tombstone that had millions quoting Kilmer's Doc Holliday. The role of Batman came in 1995's Batman Forever, and later he was the leading man in The Saint. Kilmer had been battling throat cancer for several years, with his final film role in 2022 and the Top Gun sequel, Top Gun Maverick, where he reprised his role as Iceman. He was 65. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The major car companies say sales rose sharply last month, most reporting double-digit gains in vehicle sales. It's ahead of 25% tariffs on auto imports, set to take effect tomorrow. More details at SRNnews.com.